two main traffic corridors in the Lakeland region aren't expected to see upgrades anytime soon, says Alberta's transportation minister. Rajan Sani told Bonnyville Cold Lake St. Paul MLA Dave Hansen that highways 881 and 28 are not part of the province's three-year capital construction plan that will see $7.29 billion invested into the province's transportation needs. The roadways were part of a 2018 report tabled by the previous provincial government that suggested significant construction updates including passing lanes, curve reconstruction and intersection upgrades. But those recommendations have not been acted on in the last 4 years. Using his time in a legislative question period session at the end of March, Hansen asked the minister about the results of that study and how it could help core traffic routes in Alberta's northeast. My constituents are concerned about the condition of roads that connect us to neighboring communities and to the capital region, Hansen said. They rely on these roads on a daily basis to go to work, school, or even to access emergency services, not to mention the huge benefit to the economy this corridor provides. Hansen said recent Highway 28 upgrades saw $43 million spent for work from Edmonton to Gibbons, but the Smoky Lake to Cold Lake section has not seen upgrades in many years. Pothole Patches Sani said her department is currently monitoring and assessing traffic volumes and the condition of Highway 28, and while that data will be evaluated to see if upgrades are needed, at the moment, there are no projects planned for Highway 28 in the department's three-year provincial construction plan. She added that ongoing maintenance like pothole repair is taking place, which is part of an additional $30 million in funding for all provincial highways over the next 3 years. Hansen said many of the region's roads have yet to see the benefits of any upgraded pothole repair plan. He challenged the minister for a response to the needed upgrades. Hansen also said he has toured the region with the current minister, showing her the poor road conditions. Given that the northern section of Highway 881 is another extremely key route in the northeast, and given that this highway is filled with potholes and frost heaves, and given that the Ministry of Transportation just released the 2022 Capital Construction Plan, which indicates major capital projects, and given that in this program the Minister of Transportation recognizes that 881 needs significant work to improve safety. What is the future plan for 881? Despite admitting she has heard from many constituents who want upgrades to Highway 881, Sani said that like Highway 28, there are no immediate plans for construction work. Currently, Highway 881 is not in the department's three-year construction program, she said, offering instead basic maintenance and more discussions. The road will continue to receive ongoing maintenance and we'll continue to have conversations. While senior provincial officials are offering little in the way of improvements over the coming years, local residents commenting on Hansen's social media page say roads across the Lakeland are already getting more like gravel paths and may not make it many more years. Hansen says he will continue to pursue ways to bring more attention to roadways across the riding.